from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Drifting right, throwing. What a catch! That was Kelce pulling it down for the first down on a 4th and 2.
Then you have a chance to win this game.
Well, last week, Houston did not have a single snap inside the 25. Here's Kansas City from the 19, throwing at the goal line, and it's caught by Kelce for the touchdown. With Kyle Hamilton all over him, the matchup you wanted to watch. From the pocket, cuts away from Chenault, who's trying to get after him for a second time, but the ball is thrown to the end zone, and it's caught! Flowers with the touchdown! The Ravens strike right back from 30 yards out. Jackson to Flowers. He dives. The ball came out. It's recovered by Kansas City. Did the ball come out before he broke the plane? This is a call that could determine the whole game right here.
Snead!
It's out.
Who has played as at the highest level this entire season, Jim?
He gets the protection. He goes long and on his back. To ice it is Marquez Valdez-Scantling for the second straight week. He catches a long ball. He had two of them against the Bills. Yep, and he's heading back to the Super Bowl for the 4th time in 5 years. And a chance to become the first team since New England of 2003 and 4 to go back to back.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Hell yes, I'm ready. Boy, that is music to my ears to hear. Can those two teams play not only tonight, the Ravens at Kansas City? Can we force those two teams to play each other like, I don't know, every 7 or 8 games? I know they're in a different division and stuff, but what a game. And by the way, one of the most, I know this is going to sound really weird. I was thinking about this driving in this morning. One of the most impressive wins to me was Kansas City going to Baltimore. Because I really didn't think anybody could beat Baltimore the way they played at the end of the year. And I know at the last game, didn't Pittsburgh beat them in the last game when they had the rest game because Baltimore had wrapped up the number one seed and were just getting healthy and had just a great team on both sides of the football. I just thought, hey, man, Mahomes, you don't have enough. You're in trouble. And your defense really good, but Baltimore, that's the final act, man. I just saw what they did to the Dolphins and the 49ers the week before, and, man, That was impressive, and they'll do it again to kick off the NFL football season. We say good morning to everybody. It's not even a Friday either, man. It's not a Friday, but what a Thursday night football game to start things up. And by the way, whoever wins this game, it's really not an upset. I see everybody going, we're picking an upset. Woody, does the underdog, even if it's a point or two or three, is it really an upset when you look at it?
Well, I feel the same way we felt going into that game we just played the highlights of. Everyone thought Baltimore was going to win.
Yeah.
Right? I feel the same way going into tonight's game, which, again, makes you very hesitant to pick against Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I just always,
Baltimore.
You know who we ought to just ask?
This game, right? I mean, all the stuff's kind of working in their favor, but I don't know.
I was just reading all about Tom Brady, who's also a big part of the NFL season. He's getting ready to start with his new huge contract, $375 million Fox contract, to do these games, and he's been working behind the scenes. How about this last year? He took a year off, right? So he didn't want to step on anybody's toes at Fox. I mean, just... he's a class act, man. He's a class act. He came down here when other broadcasts were going on, like NBC was down here, Collinsworth and Tirico and those guys. He would come down here or over here from Miami. He lives in Miami. Come over here and watch to see what was going on and just getting prepared. So I was thinking about that thing you just talked about, like, hey, the celebration tonight. Isn't Kansas City a little flat? It's the first of 17 games. Does it really matter? All we got to do is be playing our best football at the end of the year, and we'll be fine whether it's 10 wins, 11 wins, 12 wins. Just let's make sure we win the AFC West, and we can go from there because we can beat anybody on the road, as we've proven. And I was like, who would know about that? Like, we wouldn't know anything about that down here, like playing on a Thursday night after winning a championship if you're flat or not. Tom Brady would know. Tom Brady could write that book on, yeah, we opened up on a Thursday, and, yeah, we were kind of celebrating. We had bands in, and they were, singing before, and we had the big celebration, and you go out and play. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like tonight, but I think it's going to be fun, and I think there are going to be a lot of people watching. It's free TV. Now we got to start saying that now, Woody. Look what you've got me doing. Free TV on NBC tonight, because they're not all free, including tomorrow night's game, which has got everybody fired up. And Woody, I owe you an apology. I owe you a bit of an apology. So I get where they're playing in Brazil is one of the largest cities in the world. I guess it's the third largest city in the world. And what is there, 14 million people or something? And so they want to hit this. Crime, pollution, ban Twitter. I mean, all these things. I'm laughing because, I mean, it probably should be a red flag. NFL, this probably isn't a good idea when I don't believe that. Darius Slay just made this up. Do you, Woody, that he said in a meeting, they said, hey, we'd really prefer you guys stay in the hotel while you're here. Don't go out. Don't be showing cell phones. And meanwhile, Brazil's not happy about this. And apparently they've got – so I heard this yesterday, too, from NFL people that are going over there. They got security everywhere. They got security, like, literally wherever there's going to be part of the NFL and the teams – there's going to be security around them, extra security, like we just saw in Germany, by the way. I swear I thought a president of a country was coming into Brazil with the amount of machine guns and people that were fully armed when we got off that plane in Germany. I'd never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. Obviously, London, they carry a few machine guns around. Or what do they call those? They don't call them machine guns. I feel like I'm watching a mob movie, the old Machine Gun Kelly or something. But those guys had a lot of guns on them to do it. So anyway, I felt really safe in Germany. But, yeah, I don't know about this whole thing with in Brazil. And Darius Slay, of course, came out and had to apologize and said, hey, man, I might have got carried away. I'm looking forward to this game, and it's going to be – actually, I don't know if those people, how much they like our sport or not, but they got a hell of a game, man. Green Bay and Philadelphia could be two of the best teams in the NFC, which looks like they're pretty stacked at the top. San Francisco, Detroit looks – I think Detroit looks really, really good, man. Green Bay, obviously, Philadelphia. I don't know how many teams you're buying after that, but that group looks pretty good. I'm not drinking the Dallas Cowboy Kool-Aid yet. And then on top of that, we've got a bunch of news here, including one thing coming out, and the one guy, there's three or four guys, the Dolphins this season, they've got a core of real dominant superstars. I think we'd all agree with that, right? I mean, they've got four or five guys that you look and you say, wow, these four or five guys, we really can't afford to lose, starting with the quarterback. Another one on my top five list would be Jalen Ramsey, who apparently we know he hasn't played or practiced and something was wrong and thought might have been mostly rest as Jalen's getting closer to 30, but it's been a hamstring. And so he's not practicing, and I don't know if he's going to be a go or not. He's still not practicing this week, and again, it's a long season. But that would be a bit of a huge loss for the Dolphins. I know you can cover up certain things, but you start looking at cover corners, and you go from Jalen, you can put on somebody's number one guy, and you feel pretty good about your success rate. And it's nothing against all the other guys. When you say this, it's not a shot at the backup quarterbacks, not a shot at other corners. The other one's Tyreek Hill. You know, to lose Tyreek Hill for the year would just, or have him out for any extended period of time would not be good. I don't know how many guys you look at it, but Jalen Ramsey's right there at the top of my list of guys you can't really afford to lose. Honestly, I think the other ones, the other guy got a new contract. Waddle's another one. When one guy's out, puts a lot more pressure on the other guy. And then the drop-off at the wide receiver position after those two is any positions where you have one of the best and you have a major off-the-cliff drop-off in talent, it makes it hard. It would make it real hard. So you don't want to miss Jalen Ramsey for any extended period of time. I don't think anybody's going to get all up in arms if he does miss a game or two. You know, can still play. But I'm not counting Jalen Ramsey out or trying to tell you he's out right now. But and then the other one is Jalen Phillips, and not a surprise, man. The only surprise is he's ready to go for the start of the season and what his snap count will look like here with a Sunday-Thursday games here at Hard Rock Stadium with Jacksonville and then the Buffalo Bills. So that would be the other one that's going to be kind of interesting to watch and see how they use Jalen Phillips. Is it more early downs? Is it late downs? And today's kind of a big day for Jalen Phillips, I think, behind the scenes, because at some point, Woody, they got to say, hey, Jalen, and I'm not a doctor or a trainer, and I'm not trying to play one at 6:13 in the morning, but at some point, you got to say, hey, Jalen, we got to see you get out and let it rip 100 miles an hour. On out wide, you can't just let it go when the game starts. You've got to let it go a few times, and I mean really let it go, not 80 or 90%, but really with a guy in front of you and get after it a little bit for movement and while you're running full speed to get popped a little bit by a tackle and knock you off a little bit to make sure hey, listen, every one you take, the more confidence you get on that Achilles. And any other injury you've ever had, anybody out there that's ever had one, the more you go, the longer you go, and then you start to forget about it, and then something happens, and you go, wow, nothing happened. I'm good to go. Man, I just got popped pretty good, and this thing's good. And all the barriers you have to break down mentally to get to 100%. And listen, Jalen Phillips is a tough dude, and I think everybody's got great respect for this effort to get back for the start of the season, but that'll be an interesting one to watch going forward. Hey, we've got a big show, man! Big show, a lot of stuff to get to here. We'll talk a lot today about the Dolphins' new starters on offense and defense, and which group might have to kind of pick things up here early in the season. We'll have a lot of stuff on that. We'll have some more NFL news. It's starting to look like we're getting real close to having everybody back ready to go for week one for all you fantasy football junkies out there. Did we get a little tease, Woody, yesterday in Cincinnati? Now, is this like, I mean, he still doesn't have a new contract. He still got to have people in his ear going, you still don't have that guaranteed money. You still don't have that guaranteed money. You're going to go out and bet on yourself with the amount of hits you take and all the that'll be Ja'Marr Chase one will be an interesting one to watch and see what happens in Cincinnati, because they can say whatever they want about all those backups. There's a drop off when you lose that guy and you're playing with the rest of your guys. It's going to feel, and it's going to look different, and nobody knows it more than Joe Burrow. Nobody knows it more than he does. All right, we've got Kim Bocamper coming in, the Bo Show, from 7 to 8. Always fun to have Bo in. Out to Pasture podcast, we'll be talking about that. And again, if you haven't had a chance to, oh, no, I was going to do it and I forgot. Yeah, go to Out to Pasture podcast. Bo and I have been doing it now for a couple of months here. And it's going great. Been a lot of great guests of different kinds and hell stuff. It's the older crowd too, man. It's about older crowd and people still doing it later in life, and some of our former teammates and different sports, doctors, a lot of different people we've had on, and so it's been a lot of fun. And we hope you'll take a look on your favorite podcast and consider listening to it, watching it. It's been a lot of fun for us. Anyway, Bo will be coming in. We'll talk to him about getting set here, man, for this first game around the National Football League, and all the news is coming out. Tua versus Trevor, week one. Tua versus Trevor. Matter of fact, Tony Boselli will join us later in the show, too, the Hall of Fame tackle, who color analyst for the Jags as well, and he'll be on with us a little bit later in the show. The Canes kind of kick things off at Hard Rock Saturday. You believe that? It's just a couple of days away. Saturday, 6 p.m. The Cam Ward Show, man, is back, and boy, I'll tell you what, when you get a big win, I'm always fun to hear things that are going on that haven't been going on for years and years and years, and this is when you know you might be onto something in a real positive fashion. They're now, the defensive players are saying what a great job their defensive coordinator did. When's the last time we heard that, Woody? When was the last time we heard somebody go, man, I got to tell you, this guy's brilliant. Every time they had something set up, he was ready for it. Every time. Every time, praising across the board the defensive calls that were made in that game. And I'm like, wow, boy, you talk about getting off to a good start. We haven't had all this stuff, and great story on Mark Fletcher's back from his injury and what a great job and how good he is, especially down by the end zone, inside the red zone, inside the 10-yard line, how good he's been. All right, we got to go to break. Long-winded, a lot of coffee to drink. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Portrait pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Man, it feels like a Friday, and I know I'm jumping the gun here. It's only Thursday. But there's a lot of stuff going on at the start of the National Football League tonight. Ravens already in Kansas City and set for that game tonight, kick off the season. It's a pretty good one too, man. The MVP. And you say MVP and you think Mahomes right away, and then you realize it was Lamar Jackson that was the MVP from down here in Broward County guy that's off to a great start. By the way, he got a little pressure on him too, man. Like, you know, everybody looks, and he's winning MVPs, don't get me wrong, and his career's been great, and everybody puts him in the top of the list, and they should, for one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and things he's been able to do, the greatest running quarterback of all time, and led his team to a lot of wins, his style. He's got, by the way, not one but two perfect quarterback rating games against the Miami Dolphins. I'm never hard enough to see one from your own team, let alone two from another guy that's been able to do it in his career so far, like Lamar Jackson has done to the Miami Dolphins, including that game last year where he was about as good as you could be in that weather. The way he was throwing the ball was just tremendous, what he was able to do. So we got that. And by the way, if that's not enough, man, Friday night, I hate to take away from high school football on a Friday night because we do have some really good high school football games we'll be telling you about tomorrow. But, yes, tomorrow night in Brazil, the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. Pretty damn good game, man. You're going to throw somebody a bone. They got a hell of a game. I'll bet those people in London are going, some of the crappy games you've given to us and you give and you give Brazil, you give them that game of all games? I guess if you're a home team, what'd we figure out? The Eagles were the home team for this, Woody? Is that sound right? The Eagles were the home team? I think they were for that game. Is that right? You don't know? That's fine. Just say you don't know. It's fine.
I'm sorry. You can talk a little bit while you're back.
Okay. Anyway, see, just when I thought you know that, I thought that Philadelphia would have been the home team for this game. All right, so besides all that, the Canes, been a nice start. Great, got to be good for business getting off to the start they have before they got a couple of games coming up here that you're going to soften up on the schedule. Let's be real honest. Florida A&M Rattlers, 6 p.m., and then you're going to Tampa to play South Florida. And but before you know it, you're going to go through all ACC games back-to-back for the rest of the season. And then test will be on, and you will be in some close games. What just happened in Florida is not going to happen every week. That's just, you can go back and look at Florida State's 13-0 run last year, and they got some scares, including Clemson. that looked like they're in pretty good shape to win that game and fell apart at the towards the end of the game. And Florida State had a nice comeback, and with that super talented team, including all those guys that got drafted into the NFL. So the other story coming out of Jacksonville, and we'll talk to Tony Boselli a little bit later in the show. They got a weird one, man. This is, you know, you always have questions going into the season and, hey, what's going to happen here? So they're still trying to decide. I guess to the outside, it's really not a big deal, but a guy calling the plays, like, is going to be the head coach who Doug Peterson's got to be on a little bit of a hot seat, right? I'm guessing his seat has warmed up a little. I'm guessing when he got to work, went to his office, that seat's a little warmer than it's been. I don't know if you've got those seats that warm up in your car or not, but some days you go, ooh, damn, that thing's a little warmer today. Wow. I'm guessing his seat is at that point right now with that owner and everything. So they're trying to figure out Doug Peterson, the head coach, is going to call the plays, which he's done in the past, or Press Taylor, the offensive coordinator, is going to call the plays. And it's just, to me, always a weird one. Like, what are we doing here? And I'm guessing Trevor Lawrence probably knows who it's going to be, but got this guy who's trying to get a breakthrough, and last year was not a breakthrough. I mean, they had some problems. It got off to a great start at 8-3 and then ended up 9-8 on the season. Have upgraded some positions, especially at wide receiver. Went out and drafted a guy in the first round, grabbed Gabe Davis from the Bills. And a Christian Kirk, who's been really good, got that big money a few years ago, and everybody was going, why the hell did they give that guy that kind of money? He hasn't done – didn't he come from Arizona? Like, what has he done? And he's been, when healthy, pretty good. He's put up some good numbers. So they've got a nice little passing game, and we'll see what it looks like. They got two excellent pass rushers. You know, in some ways, man, in some ways, they look – their team looks a lot like – the Miami Dolphins, as far as when healthy, the two pass rushers on the outside, you know, and they're not right now. They're not where they're going to be. And Jalen and Bradley on the outside for the Dolphins. But Walker and Allen, 27 and a half sacks between the two of them, both double-digit guys on the outside. Pretty damn impressive a year ago. So I think we're in for a great game, man. I do. I don't, you know. I'm not one that thinks – I'm kind of with Woody on this, who always talks about most of these games going to be pretty good. I was looking at a game even Tom Brady has, Cleveland and Dallas. That just looks like it's going to be a really close game. Really, really good game. Just would be surprised if one team blows the other team out. And I think tonight's another one. Tonight's Baltimore-Kansas City game is probably going to be a hell of a game going in the fourth quarter. I can see both guys making a lot of plays, and one guy's already won a bunch of rings and, you know, is off to a great start in his career, and the other guy has got a great regular season record, one of the best in Lamar Jackson, what he's done since taking over his first year and what he has done. His record in the regular season is really, really good. It's the playoff games has not gone well. And it's hard for me to imagine they could have a better team than they had last year when they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs at home. You work your ass off to get home field advantage. You feel good about it. I mean, that's all teams talk about. Hey, when you have a good team, I know our guy did. He was talking about, all right, you got to win our division. And from winning our division, we're going to work on having the best record, or back then one of the two best records, to get home field for the playoffs, and stay in the Orange Bowl. Stay in the old Orange Bowl and make everybody come down here, and hopefully we get them on some hot, humid nights and days and make them play in this heat. That was, we knew it wasn't going to snow or get cold down here. And that was kind of that Don Shula thing. Starting from the start, Coach Shula, man, like, he was screaming if we didn't have a 1 o'clock game in September like the Dolphins have this Sunday. He wanted all those games. He wanted all those teams that played with a lot of big fellas. there were certain teams that like to have big offensive lines. Shoes loved those guys to come down and come out on the field and go, holy smokes, it's friggin' hot down here. Shorten up the workout here before the game starts. Let's shorten that up a little bit. And he'd be watching and going, we got them. They're all ready. They went in early. They warmed up. You hear their trainers going, all right, you got warmed up. Let's go get some fluids in, you know, and get ready to go. Man, he wanted as many hot games. And we do. We still talk about the same thing, right? We'd love to see Buffalo. Jacksonville's getting a lot of the same weather, but we'd love to see Buffalo get some real, real hot, humid stuff next Thursday. That's what we'd really, really like to see. Because it worked, man. It worked. And it is the game plan for the Miami Dolphins. Somehow win the East, whatever that number needs to be. 10 wins, 11 wins, you know. That's, if you're going to win the East, probably good in what it's going to be, especially if the Jets and Bills and Dolphins are all competitive and beating the crap out of each other and making it interesting. And, of course, everybody's talking about trying to, should be able to beat the Patriots twice, and you don't want to slip up in that one. And then we'll see what happens with going to be one of the many fun stories to see, and the Aaron Rodgers story. Can he stay healthy? And they opened Monday night against the 49ers. And everybody's saying the Jets are set. Man, they got everything. Just like Tom Brady. When Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, they go, he's got everything. He's got great receivers. He's got one of the best defenses in football. We just need Tom Brady. Jameis Winston and 30 picks and all those turnovers, you got to go. We need a guy. And then they kind of did it their way to start with, and then somebody said, hey, Tom, I don't know what we're doing. Run the offense. You know a lot more about this winning in the playoffs. And they took off at the end of the year and went on and won a championship. And they're talking the same way with Aaron Rodgers. Like, hey, Aaron, we don't know a whole lot about this. We haven't been to the playoffs in a long, long time, let alone can't win a playoff game if you don't get to the playoffs. We think you're the difference, man. So we'll see. We'll see. By the way, is there any one guy that the team literally is saying, all right, we did get another veteran receiver, and we got some veteran offensive linemen, so we think we've got a lot more depth there, so we don't go through with our quarterbacks running crazy. But we got Aaron Rodgers back there. Not any of those other guys, Aaron Rodgers. So if he plays the way we think he can play, of course, if you watch ESPN, all those guys who grew up Jets fans, they think it's a slam dunk. If Aaron Rodgers plays, they're going to the AFC Championship game. Okay, that sounds good. I wish it was that easy, man. If it was, please let me know, because we've been trying to figure it out down here too. We have a lot more stuff coming up here. By the way, Kim Bocamper will join us. Big fella's probably on his way in right now. We say good morning to him as he'll come in and join us from 7 to 8 o'clock. And we'll talk about the Dolphins. We'll talk about tonight's game and get into a lot of other stuff in the National Football League. I love all the old stories, Bo has. Matter of fact, somebody's going, hey, man, I love when you guys talk about the 80s. I was around during those crazy times. I don't want to say anything, but I was out in some of those clubs, man. They were fun. I go, yeah, they were kind of fun. But those days are done, man. They're not keeping clubs in Fort Lauderdale open all night anymore. Yeah, it's changed a little bit. But you're right. We had a hell of a time. There's no question about it. Hey, I got to tell you what else will help you have a great time. I want to talk to all the older men out there. If you have ED and low T, and I pause because I know a lot of guys out there going, man, oh, I hate when he does this, and I know I have low T. Matter of fact, I know, and I don't want to do anything about it, but I figure there's a good chance at my age right now you have low T. Well, listen, it happened to me in my 60s, and then I go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I find out it's happening to guys in their 40s and 50s. They start early with this problem, but you know what? They were all smart guys because they knocked out low T and ED. And oh, by the way, if you got low T, there's a really good chance you have ED with it. Now, men will tell you, yes, I know I have low T. I know that. I know my levels are super low. But I don't have ED, I swear. I'm good, man. Oh, she's so satisfied. And I'm like, okay. Well, I had ED and low T. I had no sex drive. And I was so tired. I didn't want to work out. I didn't want to play tennis. I didn't want to walk. I didn't want to do anything. I was tired all the time. You know it's bad when you got a wife who loves you that's making excuses for you, including the sex drive. Oh, man. It was bad. Fellas, it was really bad. I can't get into details because it would embarrass myself and my wife. But ED and low T are serious stuff, man, and Atlantic Men's Clinic works. I want to tell every guy out there it works. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Find out. They'll give you all the tests. Find out exactly what's going on. You'll meet with medical providers. They're professionals over there. So good. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. To make it easy, you've got one really close to you. I've got one in Plantation. It's perfect. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Hey, listen, Atlantic Men's Clinic can make a difference for you. Make that call. The most important one is that first appointment. Find out what's going on and fix the problem of ED and low T now.
All right, before we get back to the show here, let's get you first a weather update. It is brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 84 degrees, partly cloudy, peak at 89. And looks like we are going to avoid rain, perhaps, here today. And then, Joe, before we get back to it here, if we can, I think it might be a good idea to do an early giveaway. What do you think? You all right with
I like
giveaway?
That. What are you giving away, Woody?
Ohtani tickets.
Oh, Shohei. Yeah,
we got Ohtani tickets.
That Shohei show is pretty damn special.
So let's do
Bo,
it here,
by man. The way, Kim Bocamper's in with it. He's a big baseball fan.
Hey, Bo, what
fan.
Caller number do you want to do here for the Ohtani tickets?
58.
All right, caller number 58.
Is that what he's going for in home runs and stolen bases right now? Hey, he's getting close, man, at 50-50. You know, of all the crazy numbers, it's
Before
never
you get
been
into
done.
This, I do need a caller number because they're starting to call.
Eight.
Eight?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
So you know what's funny? For years and years, you played Little League Baseball, right? We all played Little League
Baseball. Yeah, Little League
was big. And then Middle League. You did all the Big League.
Right,
Big League, all those things. And so tell me if I'm wrong. So usually the best guy in the league, right, was a pitcher, and he also hit a bunch of home runs.
Yes.
Right? Like Steve Barkowski. Steve played Little League in Milpitas, where I'm from.
Right.
And
he was a hell of a baseball player.
You know, did it all the way through Cal, right? And played the field and pitched and hit. And so I kept talking to myself for years and years going, you know, always the best players pitched and hit. Why don't they keep letting them do it? But I know they go, oh, when they get the big leagues, they just want them to concentrate on the pitching.
Right.
You know, so they can't hit. So none of them can hit. But when they were kids, they were the best hitters.
No question.
Best pitchers, best players on the team, right? And so now all of a sudden this guy comes out. Now they're letting other guys do it. Now some other guys coming up that are hitters and pitchers.
But he blew his arm out, and that's always the fear. Although it's coming back, I'm curious when he gets back to 100%.
Yeah, but he blew his arm out, but he's still playing as a regular player.
Yes, he did. Look,
and he wants to pitch again.
Yes, he does.
He really wants to pitch again. So
I would too if I could pitch that well too.
Yeah, man.
He was throwing 100 miles an hour.
Especially if you hire guys that steal all your money, you got to be doing double.
That was such a Woody line right there. Which leads you to how the hell could you lose $17 million and not
if
know
some
about?
Guy steals $17 million from you. Can you take it off as a tax deduction?
I don't know. I think even your accountant goes. What were you? It's called dumbass, dumbass money. What were you thinking?
Well, it's like Antonio Brown, right? Like Antonio Brown made $90 million, and he's broke right now, dead broke. Don't you think when you get to about $12 million, you go, hey, maybe I'll pump the brakes
maybe
a little
I'll
bit.
Change my lifestyle you know a little mean? Bit. Like, you know, I'm still in good shape. I'm not where I was, but I have enough.
I can handle this.
I can still live where I'm living, but I can cut back on the private planes and stuff. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to congratulate Brad, who took the tickets. So if you're trying to call, we'll have more for you tomorrow.
I'd just go for his batting practice. His batting practice, they say he hits it like a jacked up Mark McGwire on steroids. Yeah. He just crushes it. So, hey, Bo, man, we got a lot of stuff going on here. It's finally here tonight. So you've had a chance, like I have, to see a lot of Lamar and Patrick, who, by the way, I left off. They're not on the Dolphins schedule this year. That was three losses last year. So everybody says we can't beat them. Well, we don't have to worry about beating two of them.
No. Maybe we can get them home
in the playoffs.
Yeah, maybe that would be the deal. Although Kansas City kind of walked through everybody on the road last year.
I think the biggest upset in the season was the Chiefs going to Baltimore. I didn't think anybody could beat Baltimore.
No.
Watching that team?
Exactly.
And they beat 49ers up pretty good before they went out there and beat them up.
Yeah, look, I was in that mode, hey, you know, Baltimore's going to end this reign. You know, they're going to be
home field and take care of business.
But that team, you know, it's funny that, you know, there's that all that, you know, everyone's talking about the quarterbacks and quarterback for this team. Let me ask you this question. Patrick Mahomes. If you put Patrick Mahomes, how many teams, if you put Patrick Mahomes on their team, would probably be a Super Bowl team? You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, he's that kind of quarterback.
Really good.
No matter who you put him on. You know, like Tua, you put him on another team, maybe he's not, or Lamar, maybe not, if they don't have. But I think he could go anywhere.
No, there are certain guys that are really good, have to be in a certain system.
Yeah,
yes.
I think he makes the system his own everywhere he goes. I've never seen a quarterback as unique as he is.
And so clutch late in games. But the Lamar thing, hey, and I know he kind of got knocked for this early in his career. But his running is part of what makes his offense so good, and he's the greatest running quarterback of all time. I don't think it's up for debate. Yeah. Nothing against Michael Vick, who lives down here in South Florida, but Mike.
Yeah, but look,
it's not like this guy.
It's just like talking about Otani hitting and you know the funny thing about football back in the day was that, you know, they'd go with Robert Griffin, you know, all those guys,
great
Vince Young, all those guys that in college they were runners and passers. And their running and their ability to run was probably as influential as their ability to throw the football, right? It's part of their package. So then they get into the NFL. Oh, no, you can't scramble anymore. So now you take half their game away from them. No wonder half of them, you know, just, you know, fell by the
wayside. I totally agree with that, by the way. Why don't these coordinators change your friggin' offense and make it that's friendly to
the style? Well, they're doing it now.
Now they're doing it.
And the argument was always, well, we don't want him to get hurt. And my argument on the other side would be going, they've been doing this since they were in high school. They've been running since they were in high school.
Right.
It's not like they just started doing it. So they're used to doing it. They figured it out. They didn't get hurt in college doing it. And, you know, and look, so maybe you miss, maybe you get 6 years out of the guy instead of 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At least you get the best 6 years out of him. And so, yeah, it's
I tell you, Lamar's been pretty damn good now for a while.
Oh, man.
It wasn't a 3 or 4 year run here.
No. This is.
He's been going now for a while. Got second contract and played great. I can't wait to see what this thing's going to look like because of what happened. The Ravens got to be still salty about the way they lost that game. And the Chiefs, you think there's a little celebration after, like, kind of nice, and everybody shows their rings and there's a celebration. Yeah. They bring a band in. And
well, look, it's old school for them. It's old hat. It's nothing new, right? It's kind of an annual. It's become an annual thing for them to come out like that. But look, you know, they struggled last year. I mean, they struggled, and you go, oh, maybe this is we found their Achilles heel, and all of a sudden they buckled up their boot again and went out. And I don't know that I've been as excited about a football season. You know, I'm always excited about
this is weird. It is right,
well, but you got. You got Kansas City and Baltimore tonight. Friday, you got Green Bay
in Philadelphia.
In Brazil, right? And then you got then you got a whole slate on Sunday.
Of really good games.
Really good games.
Like Trevor and Tua at 1 o'clock, a damn good game.
It is. Because, you know, they're salty about, you know, missing the playoffs last year and what their season
was
like.
They were 8-3 to start, and they fell apart at the end.
Yeah, so, you know, and the Dolphins, you know, the same thing. And you got a new, kind of a new-look football team, new attitude football team from the
Dolphins. New coordinator.
Yeah, it's going to be
Can I ask you this question? We talked to Sal Palantonio who on the podcast, and Sal said, watching the Dolphins, this guy's been around and studies tapes for a living for his NFL show. He said thing impressed him the most about the team was the defensive coordinator and the way they run around on defense. Yeah. I wasn't expecting to hear that at that Tampa Bay practice.
Yeah, no. He look, and we've only seen the tip of the iceberg with him. He's done more in the preseason than I've seen most coordinators do. You know, he threw blitzes in, different little blitzes, different packages,
slot
blitzes. They have that ability. They have the ability with the players in there to go from like an old 3-4 set to a 4-3 set in the middle of the snap count. You know, to be able to shift in one guy over, two guys over, and one guy getting down. So I think there's a lot of things that we haven't seen, but I've seen enough of Anthony Weaver to know that he's going to have a lot of different looks, and the ability to do a lot of different things with that defense. And the other thing is, these guys are all in on him. These guys are all in on Anthony. He makes it fun. You know, he gives them a little voice.
He listens. That's a big one.
He listens to them and says, "Hey, coach, I think I can do this." And then he goes, "Oh, well, let's give it a try." You know, yeah. I mean, he's that kind of guy. And so everybody likes to play for a coach like that.
I always think of Jalen Ramsey. Went up to him after, everybody knows the Vic Fangio story. Just do what I tell you. I like you over there. You'll play there. And he comes in and he meets with Anthony Weaver and says, "Hey, man, I'd like to cover. I'm one of the best corners. Yeah. And I know I am, and you know I am. I want to take the best receiver." Yeah.
He said, "Fine.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me." He goes, "I come from that school too. We're good."
Yeah.
Just that little thing, and that spreads from your best player. It spreads like wildfire on that defense.
No doubt. And you know, you could see the – now, I don't know what the situation with him is. With as far as looking at the injury report.
Oh, boy, the
yesterday. And you know, all this training camp, you know, we've talked about training camp and how this training camp was and how the – you know, they weren't really – you know, it was kind of a non-physical training camp, more of a learning and kind of a thing and getting – and so you want to – so, you know, I kind of relate what goes on now with the NFL. You ever watch the America's Cup? And I know this is going to go way out of the realm of what football is. But you ever see the America's Cup race?
Yes.
So what happens is they've got a line – that they've got to start at. And so they all kind of just go. They're just meandering around, like going in circles and this and that. You know, and you don't know where they're going. And all of a sudden, it's like 10, 9. And by the time that cannon goes off, they're all right.
All timed up.
Right, all timed up, boom, to come out running. Well, you know, that's kind of where you thought this team was going to be. You know, we're not going to rest this guy. We're not going to put too much on his plate. We're going to do this and that. And so when we come to when the starting gate, when that ball kicks off, we're going to have all. There's like 12 guys on the injured list. I'm going, what the hell happened here? You know,
I just got to believe.
There. You got Ramsey on there. You know, and you got the other. You know, the Jalen Phillips and those
some of those guys are rest days.
Yeah, and some of those guys are rest days. But look, it looks like the Teron's going to be. You know, the guy coming in and
Teron's got to be healthy.
He'll get the start. He hasn't done much, and so that's good. But I'm you know, and maybe it's just maybe it's that game of, hey, you know, these guys are ready to go, but we're just going to, you know, give them some days off and just throw them on the injured list and, you know, give them something to think about.
If they're not fresh, and we got to go to break here, but if they're not fresh for this game after the camp, and by the way, the new week off, the new bye week off before the season starts, kind of put things together and give your guys a rest, and then we got a big problem. Kim Bocamper's with us for the 7 o'clock hour. Don't go away. We've got a lot of stuff to get to with the Miami Dolphins, the National Football League, and the podcast. We'll be talking about all that stuff coming up, but first, I do want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Yep. So two guys came by the other day and go, "Man, I knew that was your house." I go, "How'd you know?" They go, "Well, you got that black Tahoe in front there, man. You always talk about it." I go, "Yeah, I like it. And the new one's coming out pretty soon, and I'm going to be jumping on that one because that's going on. That's the one taking me into retirement, the new one. This is just kind of – the old girl's just kind of getting me through there. But listen, no matter what you get, I don't know about you, I like a nice, comfortable SUV, and it's hard to beat a Suburban and a Tahoe. Big, comfortable, great look. Everything you need for you and your family. And I always say this, if you got a little vacation or long weekend coming up and you really don't want to jump on an airplane because of all the delays, I don't blame you. You may want to go Suburban Tahoe for a couple of days. Great way to go. Midsize Traverse, boy, so much style and space for you. Right down to our smaller SUVs like a Blazer, the Trailblazer, and the Equinox. You can't go wrong. Right into a Silverado truck. There are big sellers, man, for a reason. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. It's almost like they've custom-made a truck absolutely perfect for you. Whether it's a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living, five, some weekends, six, 7 days. Well, Silverado's going to work right there with you, something you can depend on. And then the Silverado HDs. You need to get the whole family around. We got them for you, man. Hey, cars, trucks, and SUVs have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. And oh, by the way, qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. You can't go wrong. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.